National Institute of Standards and Technology Time, this is radio station WWV, Fort Collins, Colorado, broadcasting on internationally allocated standard carrier frequencies of 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz, providing time of day, standard time interval, and other related information. Inquiries regarding these transmissions may be directed to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, radio station WWV, 2000 East County Road 58, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80524.
Even if you can't tell the forest from the tree, when you stand in front of a microphone with me, coast to coast our hookup is, but somehow we don't care. Hand in hand we steal a kiss before we're on the air. Oh, being on the radio with you, a million listeners hear us bill and coo. When we gently whisper,
I love you,
in your ear, a lady in Sheboygan turns the volume up to hear. Everything we say is broadcast far away when I'm on the radio with you. When they turn those killer cycles on,
darling, all of our privacy is gone. And if we should indulge in a single naughty word,
a gentleman from Uncle Sam makes sure it won't be heard. He won't be back alone behind the microphone when I'm on the radio with you. For everything we say is broadcast far away when I'm on the radio with you.
Picking up an alien rocket-powered object. It's closing fast at a collision course.
Can you get any signal from it?
I think so, if I can just home in on their frequency. Robot, can you copy-translate that?
Affirmative.
You are listening to Cyber Shortwave, the voice of the radio monitoring enthusiast, with your host, Dave Kirby N1DK.
Hey, that's me, Dave Kirby N1DK. Somebody call. You rang, as Lurch would say. Hello, everyone. February 29th, 2004. It's Leap Day, which means this netcast will not be repeated for the next 4 years. Oh, boy, we're going to have fun on Leap Day, folks. It only happens once every, 4 years or so? February the 29th. It's crazy. It's crazy. All anyone who celebrates a birthday, kids being born on this day will certainly be screwed up for life, but that's besides the point. 15:03, an hour early. Yeah, we're doing it 1 hour early, folks, and that's because not just last time, 2 weeks ago, we had some horrible problems with our Adelphia internet service provider going resyncing and all that. And it wasn't just last time. It has happened frequently in the past, not as bad as 2 weeks ago, but I figured, well, let's bump it back an hour early. And we can get in, get out, and day's looking pretty good out here in Northeast Ohio, folks. Expect highs in the 50s today, somewhere in the 50s, so all that stuff's going on. Hello to everyone listening in the chat channel, Internet Relay Chat Channel, Cyber Shortwave, that's via a Star Chat server. Yes, sir. If you're not in there, if you're listening and not in there, please consider joining. It's very easy to join IRC, Cyber Shortwave. You can do that from my website, www.n1dk.com. There's a JavaScript interface there at the bottom. It says join there, and you just hit connect to the server. You can type a nickname in there or not. If you don't type a nickname, you'll come in as a guest, and you are all welcomed today. 1505 UTC all over the world. Hello to everyone in the chat channel. My good friends, I call them my cyber shortwave cheerleaders, Aussie Tim, otherwise known as Tim Gaynor. He's the man who you hear introducing this netcast, Live 365. Every time you connect to this station, you hear old Tim saying www.live365.com, www.n1dk.com. You hear him in there, so nice to have you on board, Tim. Tom Sundstrom, Boardwalk in there. Hi, Tom. Nice to have you on board. Mike Wagner from Michigan, K8SWL, Kazaa. Karen is from Michigan. Nice to have you on board, Karen. And Steve Evanchuk, KGAKO. You're all in there. We're going to talk radio from D.C. to daylight, folks. We're going to have fun today for the next 2 hours, so stay tuned. Oh, here's Marilyn.
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone, boop-boop-be-doo. I want to be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-doo-dee-dum-poo. I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
You are listening to Cyber Shortwave, exclusively on www.n1dk.com.
Oh, up the lazy river by the old mill run, the lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun, lingered in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream of me. Up the lazy river where the robins soar,
awaits the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Up the lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree.
Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Oh,
up the lazy river where the robin's song awaits the bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me. Up the lazy river with me.
There they are, the Mills Brothers on Cyber Shortwave Live with Dave and 1DK. Up a lazy river, folks.
I always said you face gas, people. Why don't you throw it away?
Or up a lazy river, or as we refer to it, up the old unsanitary tributary without the proper means of locomotion. 1512 all over the world right now. Yeah, we're an hour early here today, folks, and listenership shows it here. I guess you didn't get the memo. You didn't get the email. I didn't send the email, but... you know, we always post it on our website, www.n1dk.com. We always let you know what our plans are. It's, several days in advance, at least by Friday, we solidify our plans for netcasting. You can pretty much be assured that we netcast every other week. And the times, has been pretty much rock solid for the last 4 or 5 years. But we're backing it up by 1 hour. Today, folks. Because of problems with our ISP happening right around about the 1700 hour or so UTC. So I thought we'd back it up and see what goes on here. And I'm looking at my stream quality on live365.com, and it says we have 100% CPU efficiency, no dropouts since we've been on, so I guess I better not talk too loudly. Let's keep it quiet here. Hello to Tim Gaynor and the Land Down Under. Aussie Tim, as he's known in the chat channel. Aussie Tim will be having Down Under Media News up at the top of the hour in about 45 minutes from right now. I only got part one of it, Tim. Still waiting for part two, but I'm sure that'll show up here. But at least we'll get part one of Down Under Media News. That's in 45 minutes from right now. We'll find out what's happening and what's going on in the land down under regarding radio down there. And Tim's a great friend, and I'm proud to call him my friend. And Tim is so supportive of us netcasters, online streamcasters, and shortwave listeners. He does a lot to promote the hobby of shortwave listening and radio monitoring. He's a great man. Proud to call him my friend. Tim Gaynor from the Land Down Under, he's listening. If you want to talk to him, join Internet Relay Chat Channel, Cyber Shortwave, via a StarChat server. He's in there right now. You can talk to him. Tom Sundstrom, what's going on, says Tom. Mr. Bodwalk himself, yeah. The Winter SWL Fest is going on in, what, about 2 weeks from now? We'll have to get a promo up here by Tom talking about the Winter SWL Fest. If you want to know more about the fest, it's the largest gathering in the world of radio monitors. You can find out more at swlfest.com. You don't need the www there, just http://swlfest.com. You'll find out how many days there are, where it is. It's in Culpsville, Pennsylvania, as it is every year, and you'll have a great time. You'll meet some of the greatest people, and I mean the greatest people on the face of the earth in Culpsville. It's a riot there, folks. You'll have a lot of fun. We made it 2 years in a row back in, what, 1999 and the year 2000. And ever since George W. Bush has been in office, I haven't been able to make it because I haven't been able to find work. Thanks. Well, let's not go there, folks. I know. Dave, you promised you weren't going to Bush bash anymore. Bash Bush. Bush Bash? Bash Bush. Whatever. Oh, folks, you know what time it is? Yeah. Time for Willie and the boys here. Open up the spigot, folks.
Not far from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You go round the bend and you come back again with a jug of that old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, Lord, Lord, and them that refuse it refuse. Gonna hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. The preacher came by with his head high, said hi, said his wife had took down with the flu. And he thought that we ought to just give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Lord, Lord, and them that refuse it refuse. Gonna hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Sawed off and he's short and he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call him that old Mountain Dew, Lord, Lord, and them that refuse it refuse. Hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Shove my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
On the road again.
Hey, Iowa, this is Willie Nelson. I don't usually get too involved in politics, but this is more about getting involved with America. I've looked at the candidates for president, and I think the best person for the job is Congressman Dennis Kucinich. I know Dennis. He speaks up for Americans who need a stronger voice, for family farmers and workers, for the environment. And the Kucinich administration will put the interests of heartland Americans above the greed of big corporations. I encourage you all to visit his website at Kucinich.us and come out and see him in person when he's in your area. I'll be doing all I can to raise his profile. This is Willie Nelson saying support Dennis Kucinich for president, and we'll see you down the road.
Dennis Kucinich for president.
Hey, porcupine, come in.
Ain't going to happen. What is going to happen is the P word, Tom Sundstrom, my good friend. Extra classed ham radio operator W2XQ, CQ, 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 calling Tom Sundstrom, W2XQ. This is N1DK calling. Tom said the P word. The P word is polka. And you know what that means, folks. When the P word is mentioned in the chat channel, we have to play a polka. And here's a monster hit by Marion Lush on Cyber Shortwave. One of the greatest polkas ever to come down the pipe.
Mego miasteczka stała młoda dziewczyna. Ej, piękna była, piękna jak laleczka, ale była za młoda. Ej, piękna była, piękna jak laleczka, ale była za młoda. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę. A ta młoda dziewczyna, taka wymalowana, i ciemne łaczka, piękne ciemne łaczka, młoda dziewczyna miała. Ej, ciemne łaczka, piękne ciemne łaczka, młoda dziewczyna miała. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę. Każdego chłopca chciała, 18 lat, 18 lat, jeszcze ona nie miała. 18 lat, 18 lat, jeszcze ona nie miała. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie dziewczynie głowę. Marion Lush on Cyber Shortwave, and Hey Cavalier. Oh, man, that was a monster hit. Why can't he sing in English, says Evan Chuck, KGAKO. I don't know. I don't know, but I know Susan, my wife, who happens to be Polish, 100% purebred Polish, says she saw Marion Lush perform many, many times, and she has very vivid memories of Marion Lush performing at Idora Park. Evan Chuck, Idora Park, with Marion Lush performed there many times. And he was a large man, big man. He's sweating. He would always wipe his, you know, his forehead with a handkerchief, and he would throw it out to the ladies. Oh, yeah, folks. Marion Lush, well, let's not go there. 1524 UT all over the world. Tom, hopefully you like that polka. And we were talking about radio, yeah, radio from D.C. to daylight, folks. Where's radio? Where has it been? Where is it going? And all that stuff last night. Oh, you know, the FCC is recently cracking down. Thanks to Clear Channel Communications. Clear Channel has finally pulled the plug on Howard Stern. And it was about six channels or so, six stations of Clear Channel pulled Howard Stern.
This is from Clint O'Connor, the Plain Dealer reporter, Cleveland Plain Dealer. Raunchy radio is over, according to some of America's top broadcasting executives. Howard Stern talked about his great sex the night before and had a former dominatrix demonstrate her spanking technique and remove her top and pants. Business as usual for Stern's morning show, syndicated on about 40 stations nationwide. Except that number had dropped slightly after entertainment giant Clear Channel Communications suspended the show from six of its more than 1,200 stations. Clear Channel, we applaud you. We applaud Clear Channel. We don't need the likes of Howard Stern on the radio, folks. No, 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 no. John Hogan, the president of Clear Channel, testified before the House Energy and Commerce Telecommunications Subcommittee. Hogan was part of the parade of executives from major networks and media companies who have hoofed to Washington this month, apologizes in hand to discuss decency. The fallout has sent a chill through radio personalities, but there are bosses just blowing smoke. But are there bosses just blowing smoke to appease politicians in an election year? Well, we don't know about that. It goes on and on. Good article here from the Plain Dealer. I'm all for censorship, folks. I mean, this garbage that you hear on the radio, this Howard Stern, and you go to TV and you see Jerry Springer. I mean, this does not belong in a... This does not belong on the air. Let's put it that way. See, because I just censored myself right now, because what I was going to say was probably indecent. And I censored myself. I just bit my tongue, like a lot of folks should do on the radio. Howard Stern among them, most of them, and Rush Limbaugh. But let's not go there. Stern is... Cumulus, says Evan Chuck, KGAKO. Hello to everyone in the chat channel. Join us. You'll meet the likes of Tim Gaynor, Aussie Tim, Tom Sundstrom, W2XQ, Mike Wagner, K8SWL, Kazakh, Karen from Michigan, and Mike is from Michigan, and Steve Evanchuk from Poland, Ohio, is in there, my good friend. Where's Big Steve Cole? He probably didn't get the memo. I didn't send it out, but that's besides the point. It's on the website. He'll probably be joining us in a little bit. You know, there was a talk of taxing emails. What do you think of that? Putting like a penny tax on every email sent? Boy, that would wipe out that deficit in no time, huh? Well, anyway, folks, let's continue with music right now. And there was this, it all started about a month ago with was it the Grammys when this Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, Justin Timberlake ripped off her top, Janet Jackson's top, and Janet Jackson was going to be in the movie, who was she going to portray? Was it Lena Horne? I think it was Lena Horne. But Lena has since told Jackson to, can it? It ain't going to happen. But I'll tell you one thing. Play some Lena Horne right now from 1941. This is called Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. Weary all the time, so weary all the time, when he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go home. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and spattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
You are listening to Cyber Shortwave, exclusively on www.n1dk.com.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind, if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Thank you.
And that's why he was called the chairman of the board from Hoboken. Frank Sinatra, young at heart on Cyber Shortwave, 1534 UT all over the world. And, yeah, Tom Sundstrom, we're trying to find that article from the Plain Dealer. It is on Cleveland.com, www.cleveland.com. And the author was Clint O'Connor, CLINTO'CONNOR. It's a Plain Dealer reporter, Clint O'Connor. We'll try and find that link, and if we get it for you, we'll certainly give you a heads up on that. And they talk some local interview some local radio guys, Mike Trevisano at WTAM. Which I think Trevisano should be. I put him in the classification of Howard Stern. Has no business being on the air. I don't like the man. Don't listen to him. He's very disgusting and appalling to me. He's just a very brash know-it-all, Mike Trevisano. I don't like the man. But that's besides the point. 1536 all over the world. We'll find it for you, Tom. Just hang in there. Thanks for being there to everyone. I've been here for many, many years on Live 365. I think this is our fifth year. We started in 1999, in August of 1999. So this is our fifth year. In internet years, that's like we're like 150 years old, folks. Yeah, that's the way that is. Well, what else is going on here? We're talking old-time radio. I hope you enjoy what we're playing here on Live 365. If you are listening, if you clicked on the website, if you clicked on this station here and you're expecting to hear old-time radio and you don't know what we're doing, folks, normally we present old-time radio for your pleasure throughout the week, 24/7. Now, there's once every 2 weeks where we go live here. Every other week we go live and we do some crazy things here. We talk live and we get your feedback. That's I guess that's what we try and do here. We try and get your feedback. Find out what you like, what you don't like about the netcast, and we certainly take all that into consideration. This weekend we have a special playlist, February 28th and 29th. Decided to do this, and man, the total listener hours just increased dramatically for the weekend. Normally on the weekend, we get 7 or 8 listeners. I was checking yesterday, 20. I don't think we ever dropped below 20 listeners. Yesterday for the last 24 hours, and that's because we have a special playlist. The Great Gildersleeve and Fibber McGee and Molly Weekend, back-to-back. The Great Gildersleeve and Fibber McGee and Molly, back-to-back all weekend, the 28th and the 29th. And we thought we'd do a little bit of something special here. And again, we do monitor 365, which monitors, it takes a picture, lists how many people are listening about every 15 minutes. It takes and it logs it to an Excel file, Microsoft Excel file. And I checked yesterday. I don't think we ever went below 20 listeners at one time. So, and that's because I monitor the playlist. I look at what people like, that wish by, that in your player window, if you do the little Live 365 player window, you have a little wish by and all that, thumbs up, thumbs down, and all that. So we take that all into consideration, and we formulate our playlists accordingly. If you like it, we play it. If you don't, we don't. Okay. Oh, do we see Big Steve in there? Big Steve Cole from A Different Kind of Oldies Show has joined IRC Channel Cyber Shortwave. He got the memo, folks. Yeah, we'll be talking about Big Steve in a little bit, but nice to have you on board. Big Steve Cole from A Different Kind of Oldies Show on WBCQ and Live 365 and all that stuff. So nice to have you on board. What's going on here? Let's play a little bit of music. And we play all kinds of music here on the Netcast. When we first started, we played only world-type music, music from other parts of the world. That's why they call it world-type music. But then we kind of got into the country music thing, and we play right now. The playlist is anything goes, folks. Whatever we feel like playing, whatever you want to hear, we play. Okay? That's the way that goes. But Tom Sundstrom, W2XQ, I happen to know Tom is one of the greatest bluegrass aficionados on the face of the earth. Tom loves bluegrass music. Do you? I think you do. And here's one of the best bluegrass performers you'll ever find. Her name is Rhonda Vincent. And here's her tribute to Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music himself.
You rolled out of Rosine, a dedicated man. You drove those country back roads to 1,001 night stands. The music from your mandolin spread like wildfire in the wind and echoed through the hollows and the hills. So tell me, Bill, is the grass any bluer on the other side? When the gates swung open wide, and the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side? When the gates swung open wide, that the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Rhonda Vincent, and is the grass any bluer on the other side? Her tribute to the great Bill Monroe. Yeah, Tom, we're still trying to find it for you. Clint O'Connor, that's right, Evan Chuck. And we're still trying to find that article on Cleveland.com. Plain Dealer reporter Clint O'Connor here. At the very least, if all else fails, I will scan this and send it to you. There, it's a lengthy article here, you know, about a page or two, and he really goes into Congress should roll back those loose ownership rules that allow one company to own boatloads of stations in one market, or the SEC could dramatically increase its fines. Blah blah blah. It goes on and on and on. We'll find it for you, Tom. Promise, before the end of this netcast, or maybe tomorrow. Here's Peggy Lee.
The faucet, she is dripping, and the fence, she's falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working, and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere.
Mañana, mañana.
My mother's always working, She's working very hard, but every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight.
Mañana, 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 it's soon enough for me.
Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a lend. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oba, oba.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Oba, oba.
Mañana. Well, we found it today. Peggy Lee on Cyber Shortwave Live with Dave Kirby and all my cheerleaders. Tom Sundstrom, we just put the link up there at the Plain Dealer there. We found the link there by O'Connor. Hopefully you click on that and you'll see it. Wiping Out Radio Raunch, A Real Push, or Just Talk by Clint O'Connor, Plain Dealer Reporter. So click on that link there, Tom, that we put in the chat channel, and hopefully it will come up there for you. It's a long link, but we found it. It wasn't easy, but we did it. Okay, folks, so we're talking old-time radio. Are you enjoying our old-time radio play? You know, this week, I think, was it this week? We went over 10,000 TLHs, 10,000 total listener hours on Live365.com. Thank you so much for supporting Live365 and Golden Age Old Time Radio, Golden Age OTR. Yeah, that's what we program. We have a great time. Over 10,000 TLHs in 30 days. This is unbelievable. We're an editor's picked. One of the Live365 nominated us to be an editor's pick station. So certainly thank them for having faith in us and in our programming here. We program basically a comedy, sitcoms, if you will. Although we do throw in a little drama and suspense type shows, but by and large, we do the sitcom, the funnies, like The Great Gildersleeve and Fibber McGee and Molly, Jack Benny, and we can go on and on and on. And you'll always know what our playlist is and what we're playing on our website, www.n1dk.com. That's where we're at, and my favorite old-time radio show of all time is The Great Gildersleeve. Harold Perry played The Great Gildersleeve, as did Willard Waterman in later years. This is from 1948. Now, here's just a couple of minutes of The Great Gildersleeve. As you know, or as you may be aware, that these sitcoms had an ongoing theme. Some of them had, well, you know, some of them were a soap opera. These were not exactly soap operas. Many of them had ongoing themes. The Gildersleeve thing, from time to time, had a loose theme from week to week. None greater than in 1948, from September through December, when the great Gildersleeve, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, walked out of Peavy's drugstore and found a baby in the back seat of his car. And that went on for about 4 months. And here's just a couple of minutes of that episode.
Well, the great Gildersleeve has to have a name for the baby. There's no doubt about that. And that means news for you. Tonight, Parquet announces a series of weekly big prize contests. By naming the Gildersleeve Mystery Baby, you can win the new 1949 Ford and maybe a grand bonus prize of $1,000 in cash. Just listen to all these prizes. Four big, beautiful, streamlined Ford sedans will be won each week for 5 weeks. 20 Fords in all. And every week for 5 weeks, Parquet will also award
40 General Electric table radios, 20 Corey coffee makers, 20 Toastmaster automatic pop-up toasters, 60 new $10 bills. That's 721 prizes in all.
And remember, the person who sends in the name finally chosen gets $1,000 in addition to his 1949 Ford. So think of a name for the Gildersleeve Mystery Baby. She's a small, blonde baby girl. Then write your choice on an entry blank. They're available at your food dealers with complete contest rules. Or if you prefer, you can use a plain piece of paper. Send entry with one red flap from the end of a package of Parquet margarine and your name and address to Parquet Margarine, Box 736, Chicago 77, Illinois.
Be sure to enclose your name and address of your Parquet dealer.
Remember, get an entry blank from your dealer. Don't forget the red end flap from a package of Parquet. Go after one of those 2019 49 Fords. They're big, handsome, high-powered. Today, send your entry to Parquet Margarine, Box 736, Chicago 77, Illinois. Hurry, the first week's contest closes at midnight, October 16th.
Well, little baby, did you hear that? We've asked all our friends to help find a name for you. Oh, you like that, eh? Makes you feel pretty important, doesn't it? Well, there'll be a lot of fine names coming in to choose from. So please, folks, send in your names for baby. Old Uncle Mort needs help on this thing. Well, I do. Good night, folks.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Oh, the Great Gildersleeve on Cyber Shortwave. Ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop. What the hell was that? Hey, let me throw this out. Did you know what was the baby's name? What did they name the baby? What was Gildersleeve's baby's name? The baby that he found in the backseat of his car. Anybody know that? Pop it up in the chat channel. The first person who pops it up there wins. I don't know what you win, but you win. What was baby's name? What did they name the baby? That was a contest that went on for about over a month, and they gave away cars and everything. You don't hear that on the radio now. Gildersleeve was a ladies' man, engaged many, many times throughout the 14-year episode of The Great Gildersleeve, but no lady stole Gildersleeve's heart than that little blonde baby with blue eyes that he found in the back seat of his car. Here was an episode from October 6th, ongoing episode, where Gildersleeve knew, because he smoked and everything, and he knew that there was a lady from the welfare department coming to interview him, and he just knew for some reason that they were going to take the baby away from him. And this is the way that episode went. Just about 6 minutes of it.
Want me to get it, Bertie?
No, I'll get it, Leroy.
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am?
Does Mr. Gildersleeve live here?
Yes, he does, but he ain't home right now.
Oh, well, I'm the investigator from the welfare department, Miss Crabtree.
Investigator? Oh.
I was supposed to call this evening, but I got away a little earlier than I expected.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the baby here?
No, ma'am.
Was she with Mr. Gildersleeve?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's very important that I see them. Could you tell me where they are?
Mr. Gildersleeve's in the park.
Oh, well, I suppose I can find him.
Well, when you see a sad, fat man wheeling a baby carriage, that's him.
You like it here in the park, baby? Yeah, well, that's good. It is beautiful. Leaves all turning red and gold. Good. Hear those birds? They'll be flying south pretty soon. Well, been walking quite a while now. I think I'll sit down on this bench for a minute. Well, baby, guess this is the last time we'll sit in the park together. Yeah. Well, I hope wherever they take you, you'll be happy. Maybe they'll find your mother soon. You gonna miss me a little, baby? Well, certainly gonna miss you.
Hello.
Huh? Oh, hello.
Oh, my, that's a cute baby.
Yes, he is.
Hello there. Kitchy, kitchy, coo. I love babies, don't you?
Yes.
Mind if I sit down?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Huh? You getting cold, baby? Here, let me tuck your little blanket in. There.
You kind of like that baby, don't you?
Yeah, but I wish I didn't.
What?
I won't have her after tonight. See, she isn't really my baby. I'm just taking care of her. The welfare department's going to take her away from me.
They are?
Yeah. They're sending some investigator down to snoop around. Miss Phoebe Crabtree. Probably some old sourpuss.
Oh, do you think so?
Sure. I can just see her. Skinny old hatchet face.
I see.
She probably hates children, too.
Well, she might be nice.
With a name like Crabtree? Don't be ridiculous, miss.
Crabtree.
Yeah, but... Crabtree?
Yes. Yes, I'm that skinny old hatchet face that hates children. I heard a few things about you this afternoon, Mr. Gildersleeve. I had a long-distance call from a Mrs. Pettibone.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're going to take the baby away, then.
Oh, no. In fact, I came here to ask if you'd mind keeping the baby a little longer.
You did? Well, what about Mrs. Pettibone?
Oh, we didn't take her charges very seriously. The welfare department doesn't take much stock in rumors.
Of course not. Fine organization, the welfare department.
We've checked you very thoroughly. And besides, anyone seeing you and that baby together would know you've done a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve. And goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Crabtree. Wonderful name. Come on, baby. We're going home. Excuse me while I light a cigar.
Great Gildersleeve will be back in just a minute. Remember, just choosing a name for the Gildersleeve baby girl may bring you one of the following big prizes. 20 powerful streamlined 1949 Ford sedans, 200 beautiful General Electric radios, 100 Corey coffee makers, 100 Toastmaster automatic toasters, and cash prizes galore. 721 prizes in all in these parquet contests, plus a $1,000 bonus to the grand prize winner. Just write your choice of a name on an entry blank obtainable at your dealer's. Then send your entry with one red end flap from a package of Parquet Margarine and with your name and address to Parquet Margarine, Box 736, Chicago 77, Illinois. You want a big new Ford sedan. Send your entry now.
Good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Harold Perry, Adeline Fairchild by Miss Una Merkel. The show was written by Gene Stone and Jack Robinson with music by Jack Meekin. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Mary Lee Robb, Lillian Randolph, Earl Ross, and Richard LeGrand. This is John Wall saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous line of Kraft quality food products. Be sure to listen in next Wednesday and every Wednesday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
What was that baby's name? What did they...
Now for the biggest news to come out of Parquet's baby naming contest.
All right, never mind. What was the name of that baby? Huh? What was the name of that baby, folks? You'll never get it.
You are listening to Cyber Shortwave, exclusively on www.n1dk.com.
That's me. This is Fred Astaire. Down Under Media News. Up next, folks.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
This is Tim from Australia inviting you to Golden Age Old Time Radio, where you'll hear classics like this.
Well, the city owes me 52 minutes.
For the best in entertainment, it's Golden Age Old Time Radio, www.n1dk.com. Down Under Media News for February 29, 2004. I'm Tim Gaynor. Multi-millionaire retailer Jerry Harvey picked up another easy $1 million last week in the space of a telephone conversation as investors backed his judgment in buying shares in fledgling media group World Audio, operators of the nationwide radio station Radio 2. Shares in World Audio shot up more than 65% after the news broke that Mr. Harvey, boss of Harvey Norman Holdings, acquired 10 million shares or a 12% stake at 15 cents per share. Mr. Harvey sat stunned as World Audio shares soared 10 cents or a massive 66.67% earnings, which earned him $1 million on paper in the space of a few minutes. He admitted with some unease that he was aware investors sometimes followed his moves into different stocks. He said that if he bought the stock some people might look at, then they think he's bought it, they'll buy it. And that can happen, and Mr. Harvey said he's always conscious of that. He also said you really put yourself in a rather difficult position because you don't like to think that you're that smart. You buy shares and sometimes the story is not a happy one, but mind you, it more often is than it isn't. Mr. Harvey said that media stocks were not alien to him because his stores were heavy dealers in media through its sales of computer systems. And it's a business I know a bit about, said Mr. Harvey. I'm looking at things that I muck around with every day. Mr. Harvey said that World Audio, who incidentally is an X-band broadcaster here in Australia, was a similar story to another media group who he has bought into, called the Unwired Group, which intends establishing fixed wireless access network across Australia, delivering broadband and voice services. Unwired has huge potential in my book. They are the sort of shares you can buy for 10 cents, and they may well be worth $10, said Mr. Harvey. Shares in Unwired firmed 1 cent to 79 cents last week. Mr. Harvey also said that World Audio, through a radio network, would be fully rolled out by August, with 31 stations on the extended AM band and have a capacity to reach 12 million Australians. Mr. Harvey said he did not seek any advice from his business partner and Sydney radio station owner, John Singleton, about his sorties into buying company media shares. He also said that he and I would actually be in opposing camps because he owns two radio stations and that would not want to know anything about World Audio succeeding. It's just extra audience share that can be snaffled away. And from AAP, Friday, February the 27th, broadband price war heats up. The pricing war for broadband internet offerings is really heating up between Australia's top two telcos. Australia's second largest telco, Optus, announced a new pricing plan for its high-speed internet offerings, slashing its prices by as much as $30 a month. The price cuts were widely anticipated after Telstra Corp Limited last week reduced charges for its Big Pond upon ADSL internet services. Optus, owned by Singapore Telecommunications Limited, launched its DSL offering last month with the cheapest price for services of $49.95 a month AUD. Now its lowest price offerings, Optus Cable Net or Optus Net Cable and DSL 300 megabyte entry level plans, priced at just $39.95. This is higher than Telstra's lowest offering of $29.95, but Optus said its entry-level plans have superior speed to other starter plans in the market. The most expensive plan, OptusNet DSL Optus Ultimate Pro, is being offered for $99.95 a month, down from $129.95 per month. Optus's entry into DSL has created new waves of competition and consumers are no doubt benefiting. Optus Consumer and Multimedia Managing Director Martin Dalgleish said. He also said that the Optus approach to broadband is unique because we compete on more than just price. We also offer premium packages. We have rejected the industry standard of giving entry-level DSL plan speeds of 256k. All our plans have a minimum speed of 512k to ensure we deliver the true rich media experiences
that customers expect from real broadband. Optus said that existing customers would be immediately transferred to the new pricing plans.
Thank you for supporting Cyber Shortwave and Old Time Radio. Don't forget to support other live 365 stations, Big Steve Cole, Jennifer, and Voice of Savage Henry.
Here we go with Big Steve's tune. Or is it Elmer's tune? Big Steve's tune, Elmer's tune. That's an inside joke there, folks. Big Steve knows what I'm talking about. And what's going on in the chat channel? Is Aussie Tim going to get broadband? Is broadband available in the land down under? Dodo has it for $29.95 a month unlimited for 3 months, and then $69.95. Well, Tim, hopefully you will get broadband, and if you do, oh, Lord knows you'll never leave the house again, like me. That's the way that goes. Elmer's tune, says Big Steve Cole from a different kind of oldie show. What can I say about Big Steve that hasn't been said already? He's on WBCQ Shortwave 7415. Saturdays at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You figured that out, UTC. And great man. He's been on the air for, what, about 6 years on BCQ now, and about 5 years on Live 365. And he just does a great job. You can find out more about a different kind of oldie show by going to Big Steve's website, dkosmedia.com, www.dkosmedia.com. Big Steve, did I hear you play this song last night? I don't know, but I'm going to play it right now. The Ink Spots. A great, great song.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
All over the world. 16:17 Universal Time on Sunday the 29th, Leap Day of February. It's Leap Day, folks. So in other words, you will be totally oblivious to anything that happens today for the next 4 years. Tomorrow you won't remember today, because today never existed. At least not for another 4 years. Children who are born today, they are going to be a mixed-up bunch, but let's not go there. Hello to everyone in the chat channel, Internet Relay chat channel, Cyber Shortwave via a Star Chat server. I call them my cheerleaders, and man, they are cheerleaders, let me tell you. Aussie Tim Gaynor from the land down under. Well, we got part one there, Tim. I don't have part two, but we'll get it next time, perhaps. Tom Sundstrom, W2XQ, an extra-class ham radio operator from way back, who has made contact with every county in every state of the U.S. He's a county hunter, and he's got them all. And he'll put his certificate number up there. I think it's like 002 or something like that, Tom. What an awesome achievement to make contact with every county in the states. I think there's like 4,000 or 5,000 counties in the country. It's awesome. Big Steve Cole from a different kind of oldie show, WBCQ. But not for long. If you don't contribute, send Steve a couple of bucks. I mean, you know, help keep him on the air as much as possible. This is a You know, you've got your broadband, your ISP, you've got your Live 365, you know, and you've got BCQ. It all adds up. So if you find it in your heart to send Steve a couple of bucks, $2, $3, $5, $10, whatever, $20. His address is Box 396, New York, New York, 10002. That's P.O. Box 396, New York, New York, 10002. That's Steve's P.O. Box. You know, send him a couple of bucks and help keep him on the air. Our great friend. And if you can keep hanging in there, Steve, we know times are hard. Times are difficult. It's been difficult for me for over a year now, about 14 months. In the last 14 months, I've made about $1,000. I've earned $1,000 in the last 14 months. That doesn't go very far, let me tell you, with your broadband. But we're hanging in there, folks. Don't send me any money. I'm okay. Suze is working, and you know she's providing the medical and all that. So we're okay. You know, if it comes down to it, I'll let you know. But we're treading water. You know, like a dog, puppy dog, treading water. We're hanging in there. But Big Steve Cole and his different kind of oldie show, shell him a couple of bucks. Big Steve Cole from a different kind of oldie show. He's a New York Mets fan. Yes, he is. He doesn't care about the Yanks, but he loves the Mets. Ain't that right, Steve?
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really socking the ball. Knocking those home runs. Cheering and they're jumping in their seats. Where do they go? To meet the Mets! All the fans are true to the orange and blue. So hurry up and come on down. Cause we got ourselves a ball club, the Mets of New York town. Give them a yell! Give them a hand! And let them know you're rooting in the stand. Come on and meet the Mets. Meet the Mets.
Meet the Mets. Yeah. Big Steve, we know you're a New York Mets fan. And them Yankees, oh, man, now they have Alex Rodriguez and his $100 million, quarter billion dollar contract or whatever it is. So we all know that George Steinbrenner and the Yankees are going to probably win, again, the championship, the title, the World Series, the whole thing. Oh, yeah, Steinbrenner's pissed off, man, for the last 2 years. He says, oh, what's going on here? Okay, he's pulling out all the stops, so he's shelling out the bucks. George Steinbrenner, he used to call Northeast Ohio his home, Rocky River, in northwest of Cleveland. Just a couple of miles west of Cleveland, Rocky River. I don't know if he's originally from Rocky River, but at one point in time he lived in Rocky River, Ohio, just a couple of miles from here. George Steinbrenner, boy, Yeah, I'm trying to find the audio from Donald Trump's You're Fired. I'm trying to find that. If anyone knows that or can get a hold of it, email me. Just a short audio clip, an MP3 of You're Fired from Donald Trump. I'm trying to find that. I can't find it. But if you can, send it to me. What's going on here, folks? 1624 all over the world with Dave Kirby and 1DK. This is Cyber Shortwave Live. And this is live365.com. And we'll be getting back to our great old-time radio playlist, The Great Gildersleeve, Fibber McGee and Molly. And we'll get into our March old-time radio presentations beginning tomorrow. Taking us up until then, here's the man, folks. This is from his recently released CD. He's no longer with us. He passed away last September. The great John R. Cash. Johnny Cash. And this is called Delia's Gone.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis, and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor, and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
I think our genius ain't appreciated here.
But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. Cause all around the bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
You lunkhead!
So if your woman's devilish, you can let her run. Or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
The great Johnny Cash from his latest CD released. I think it's a 5-CD set called Johnny Cash Unearthed. And I kind of take exception to that. I don't think that's very, very nice because he died and all that. It's called Johnny Cash Unearthed, but it's called Delia's Gone. We've got every one of them, all 5 CDs. If any of you folks want me to send them to you via MP3 format, via ICQ or something like that. Do any of that. Just let me know. We'll hook up something here via exchange on Cyber Shortwave. What is Gildersleeve's baby's name? It's George Steinbrenner. No, it's not George Steinbrenner. Come on. The baby's name. What was it? Just do a Google search, everyone. You probably already did that, but here it was. They gave away, 1949 Fords plus thousands of dollars. Kraft really did it upright on the radio. Here it is, folks. The baby's name. The Gildersleeve baby's name.
Now for the biggest news to come out of Parquet's baby naming contest. The final news you've all been waiting for.
the winning name for the great Gildersleeve's little baby girl was suggested by Mrs. J.C. Walker of Birmingham, Alabama. Our special congratulations to you, Mrs. Walker. You not only get a 1949 Ford sedan, you also get the grand prize of $1,000 in cash.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations, Mrs. Walker. Friends, we certainly want to thank everyone who sent in names for the baby. Yes. You bet, baby. We're sorry that all of you couldn't win prizes. 720 of you did. But I know we're all happy for the winners. Yeah, what's that? Oh, yes, of course. The folks want to hear your name. Well, get ready. It's Romery. Yes, that's right. Romery. R-O-M-E-R-R-Y. Seems to fit, too, doesn't it? You've certainly been roaming around tonight. Thanks again from all of us and from the Kraft Foods Company, the makers of Parquet Margarine. We hope all of you will keep using and enjoying Parquet on your table. Good night.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Harold Perry. Adeline Fairchild by Miss Una Merkel. The show was written by John Elliott and Andy White with music by Jack Meekin. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Mary Lee Robb, Lillian Randolph, Earl Ross, and Richard LeGrand. This is John Wald saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous line of Kraft quality food products. Be sure to listen in next Wednesday and every Wednesday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
I voted for Tamashaw, says Evan Chuck, KG8KO. Romery was the baby's name. This was an ongoing plot for about 4 months, from September through December, when Gildersleeve walked out of Peavy's drugstore and found a baby in the back seat of his car, and the baby stole the show, folks, for 4 months. And of course, they finally named it in December. And Gildersleeve, as you know, folks, Gildersleeve was never married, except on Fibber McGee and Molly. But let's not go there. That's for the real old time radio aficionados. But Gildersleeve was a Dutchman, and he had a couple of he had a niece and nephew that he adopted because I guess his sister passed away, and it was a spinoff. The Great Gildersleeve was the world's first spinoff on radio back in 1941. He was an ongoing character on Fibber McGee and Molly. But it spun off, and it went a total 180 from Fibber and Molly. The Great Gildersleeve was a total 180 from Fibber and Molly. Fibber and Molly, they had musical guests, and they flubbed a lot of lines on Fibber and Molly. Gildersleeve, listen to 14 years of The Great Gildersleeve, and you can count on one hand how many flub lines there were. That's how well-produced, how professional the Great Gildersleeve was. And you can search for him, or you can listen to him here on Live 365 on Golden Age Old Time Radio. Well, it was the Christmas show, December 22nd, 1948. And Gildersleeve had to give up the baby. And here's just a part of that episode. It was heart-wrenching, folks, to hear this when Gildersleeve finally had to give up the baby.
Well, Bob must have brought her a music box. I'll peek in and see how they're getting along.
Well, baby doll, I'm glad you like the music box.
Well, look at him in there.
I hope I can give you a lot of presents as you grow older. That is, if Mr. Gildersleeve will give you back to me.
Give her back?
And I think he will. He's a swell fellow, baby doll. If I hadn't been sure of that, I never would have left you in his car. It sounds like a terrible thing to do, doesn't it? But after we lost your mother, I didn't know what to do. All I could think of was to get you in a good home where you'd be loved and cared for. Well, I went away and tried to get straightened out. Well, when you get a little older, I'll try to explain it to you.
Well, that's what the judge was trying to tell me.
I hope Mr. Gildersleeve will see it our way. It'll be pretty much up to him whether or not you come back to your daddy. But I can make a home for you now. And your grandmother's coming. You'll like her.
My little baby. He can't take her away from me. Why did he have to come back here?
Are you ready, Yucky? We're waiting.
Gildy, where are you going?
I'm going for a walk.
Gildy, wait for me.
After the most thorough investigation of Bob and the circumstances surrounding the case, bringing you together seemed the only thing to do, Gildy. The hard part, of course, was trying to tell you. I'm sorry, Gildy.
You've been very considerate, Horace, of all of us.
Now it's up to you to decide what you want to do about it.
I know, Horace. I know.
You could put up a fight for her.
Let's go back in the house, Judge, before we both catch pneumonia. I know what I'm going to do. I needed some air, Leroy.
Well, hurry, Yankee. Bertie's going to sing her lullaby.
Oh, well, fine.
Mr. Gildersleeve?
Huh? Oh. What is it, Bob?
Wouldn't you like to hold the baby?
Yes, Bob, I think I would. Thank you. Little baby.
The lay-bound little tiny child. Bye-bye, lovely,
light the tree, huh?
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
Come on, Gildy, let's light it.
One moment, everyone. Please. Before we light the tree, there's something I'd like to say. All of us wanted to make sure our little baby had a wonderful first Christmas. Well, it's turned out to be more wonderful than any of us ever anticipated. The baby's father has joined us on this Christmas Eve. He's a fine young man, and I know he'll provide a good home for the baby. Here you are, Bob, your little daughter.
Thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve, for everything. Thank you very much.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Now, Bertie, it isn't as though we won't be seen. She'll be right here in town. Well, what's everybody so quiet about? This is a very happy Christmas for all of us. Father and his daughter have just been reunited. Let's light the tree and sing our carol.
Anything you say, Commissioner.
Gildy, this is a big thing you've done tonight.
Oh, Unky, I'm so proud of you.
Now, my dear.
Gosh, I'm going to miss the little kid.
Leroy, stay close to me.
Joy to the world, the Lord is.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you for supporting Cyber Shortwave and Old Time Radio. Don't forget to support other Live 365 stations, Big Steve Cole, Jennifer, and Voice of Savage Henry.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before that old Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work and still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. Good times really over for good. Harvey rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. No kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. Wish a Ford the Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now, but the good times really over for good. I wish Coke was still cola and the joint was a bad place to be. It was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and chop wood. It's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. Best of the free life behind us now. The good times really over for good. One more time. Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the Liberty Bell. Make a Ford and a Chevy still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
So let's sing it again.
Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the Liberty Bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that'll still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life is still yet to come, and the good times ain't over for good.
There he is, the Hag. Merle Haggard, Are the Good Times Over for Good? Cyber Shortwave and old-time radio, golden age old-time radio, 1643 all over the world, folks. Check your watches. It's February the 29th. It's leap day. I just looked at my watch, my Timex watch with Indiglo, and it says March 1st, 3-1. My watch doesn't accept, acknowledge leap year, folks, and maybe yours doesn't either. Take a look at it. Let me know. My watch says March the 1st. It doesn't know when there's leap day. This is crazy. But that's besides the point. It was almost 2 months ago, January 9th to be exact, that we lost a great broadcaster, streamer on the internet, Rob Peacock. Our great friend from Toronto, Rob Peacock, who we struck up a friendship with about a year ago, and passed away. Oh, unfortunately, at the very young age of, about 46 years old or so. And we've been playing many tributes to him, and we've sent out some CDs and all that. And after I sent out the CDs, I found a 4-minute edited version of Rob's very first netcast. And we tried to play it 2 weeks ago, but because of all the problems, we didn't get around to playing it. But we're going to get around to playing it right now, folks. Fire up your total recorders, your cassette recorders, or whatever. And if all else fails, we can ICQ this or whatever to you, or email it to you. Here's a copy of 4 minutes of Rob Peacock's very first show just last May. It seems like it was just yesterday, May of 2003. And he's no longer with us. His recorded shows will be with us for many, many years. Rob, take it away.
We're 1 hour into this, so thank you all for joining me tonight. This is probably where the program itself really starts. Anyways, this is it. I have no name for this show. I don't know how long I'm going to keep going with this. It was I spent about an hour and a half trying to, you know, come up with stuff this afternoon. And, you know, it was a great day for that because, like I was telling you on IRC a little bit earlier, it's just rained here all friggin' day. And now we got the fog coming in from Lake Ontario, so it's, you know, it's just turned into a real fest. Anyways, see, I can get talking pretty good because, you know, I live on my own and I have a cat. So, you know, how much of a, you know, meaningful conversation do I have with the cat? You know, basically the cat tells me she wants to eat. Blah, 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 blah.
And everything's so complete when you're walking out on the street and the wind catches your feet and you fly.
Van Morrison. Oh, yeah. Another one of my favorites, Van Morrison. This 3 hours has really kind of ended pretty quickly. I was really nervous before doing this. I was actually, you know, really friggin' nervous. Thanks to all of you. I really like doing this. This is a lot of fun. So hopefully this won't be the last. I don't know if I'll do three-hour shows from now on, but, you know, 3 hours is kind of a long time, but it seemed to fly tonight. I really, really, really had a good time. This is a lot of fun, and especially doing it free, not having to pay those in at Live 365 a friggin' dollar. I don't mind. You know, I wouldn't mind paying them, but, you know, for Christ's sakes, you know, the exchange rate is just too much for me. I can't handle that. You know, like up here, it's like, you know, I have to take out a second mortgage on my condo to, you know, to get a month on Live 365. Anyways, enough of that bullshit. And I know that, you know, I'm finding that I'm very, very endearing to you when I talk like that. You're hearing the way that I really think. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. The last song is going to be my final song from on all shows, if I do any more. It's by a group called Helicasters. I played them earlier. It was in the first hour of the program. They're a bunch of session musicians from California, I believe. And this is, it's an old classic, Orange Blossom Special. Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
And that was Rob's very first netcast, last May, 2003. He did 6 months worth of netcast. About 26 of them. We're still trying to find him. Nancy got a hold of his computer, and I know we know he saved him somewhere. I hope Rob's family, which I've never had contact, direct contact with Rob's family, but certainly hope you don't throw him away. And hopefully, at some point in time in the future, we will get a hold of Rob's netcast. He was a very proud Canadian. Yeah, we're certainly going to miss Rob. It's a tremendous loss for the for our group here, and we certainly miss him. Certainly miss his weekly voice, his Foggy Lake radio voice. We'll remember him forever. Dave had to bleep that out. Yeah, Rob was let's say. He didn't believe in censorship, and he said it the way it was. He just put it right out there in your face, and that was censored out. You know, I don't even have the uncensored version, those 4 minutes, so we bleeped it out. But, you know, we're a little bit more conservative on that end. We try not to throw too many four-letter words at you, folks. But that's besides the point. 1651, all David Stern. N1DK Stern. 1651 all over the world with Dave and all my cheerleaders. If you're listening, join us in Internet Relay Chat Channel, Cyber Shortwave. That's via a Star Chat server. You can get there from my webpage, www.n1dk.com. About three quarters of the way down the page, it'll tell you. Click here to connect to Star Chat and Cyber Shortwave. And you can type a nickname in there or not. You'll come in as a guest, and we'll say hi. You can type to me, type back and forth. Hey, the voice of Savage Henry. You know, we're talking about this stuff happening with Clear Channel and the FCC and all that. And I want to tell you another station that you should be aware of. It's on Live 365 here. And it's the voice of Savage Henry. And you can find him at www.live365.com/station/297483 297483 on Live 365, or you can get there from my website, www.n1dk.com, down near the bottom of the page. It'll say Steve AKO's The Voice of Savage Henry. That'll take you to his website. He's a great friend, and he programs some of the greatest garage-type music available anywhere. Punk, it was pre-punk, I guess, pre-punk, as you call it. Garage-type music, and he's a great friend. Listen to the voice of Savage Henry on Live365.com, and you might hear some stations, you might hear some songs like this one. I know, because Evan Chuck sent me this one. Evan Chuck says, I don't play Devo. They were from the 70s. Yes, they were. But you sent me that because that's how I have it. That's how I know I have it here. Evan Chuck, you sent that to me a while back. But that's the way that goes. The voice of Savage Henry will be up next, folks, on live365.com. Or actually on a Shoutcast server, you can connect to him at http://67.165.40.115:8000/listen.pls. The voice of Savage Henry will be up in just a little while, as soon as we get done here. So check him out, and I'm sure he'll have some great stuff going on you. Big Steve says, speaking of Devo, I've been waiting for a polka request so I can play Weird Al's polkas on 45. Okay, Big Steve, consider this a request for next Saturday on WBCQ. At 8 o'clock, we want to hear Weird Al's polkas on 45, or Polka Your Eyes Out, and all that stuff, all that good stuff. This is Cyber Shortwave Live. Dave Kirby, N1DK, Golden Age Old Time Radio, folks. Yeah. We love the old time radio, folks. And we love the big bands. Big band sounds. There's nothing like it. 10, 15, 20-piece orchestra wailing out the tunes. Here are the Ramblers. It's a Dutch group, and you know how much I love Dutch music. Well, when you combine Dutch music and big bands, it just doesn't get any better than this. Check this out. Let's do about two or three of songs from the Ramblers here. Then we'll put the cork in the bottle for another 2 weeks.
Ik had eens een lief buurmeisje, ze zat bij me in de klas. Ik hielp haar met haar sommetjes en na school droeg ik haar tas. Ik ontdekte veel te laat dat ik verliefd was op haar. Want toen was mijn kans verkeken, ik had een medeminnaar. Wij waren beiden dolverliefd op Petronel. Maar ik mocht haar nooit zoenen, hij wel. Des avonds hing ik steeds als eerste aan haar bel. Maar ik mocht nooit naar binnen, hij wel. Eens op een bal kreeg de bons, maar hij kreeg iedere dans. Het was zo klaar als een klontje, ik had geen schijn van een kans. Zij is met hem getrouwd en ik bleef vrijgezel. Maar ik heb er geen spijt van, hij wel. Een bal kreeg de bons, maar hij kreeg iedere dans. Het was zo klaar als een klontje, ik had geen schijn van een kans. Zij is met hem getrouwd en ik bleef vrijgezel. Maar ik heb er geen spijt van, hij wel.
You are listening to Cyber Shortwave. Exclusively on www.n1dk.com.
Thank you. mams wil dansen.
Pap zit er geen zin in.
Maar mams zet door.
Pap zet liever in. Ze stoot de dun.
En mams danst paps de jitterbug voor.
Pap wordt ongeduldig, wil niet leren.
Mams is onvermurwbaar, danst steeds door.
Pap valt uit de krant, probeert te lezen.
En mams danst paps de Roomba voor. Mams danst.
Hey, hey.
Mams swingt.
Hey, hey.
Kom, paps. Doe, paps.
Dans nu eens even met mij. Hey!
Paps springt uit zijn stoel op, brult vertwijfeld, trappelt op de grond, zo hard hij kan. Mams applaudisseert, roept opgetogen, zie je wel dat je swingen kan. Ach, laat me nou met rust, ik kan het toch niet.
Kom vooruit, lieve pops, je moet nee, het eens nee, proberen. Nee. Zie je wel, zie je wel, zie je wel nee. Dat je swingen kan. Ja.
Ah, 1704 UT all over the world, folks. I think we'll go out here with a little bit of Big Steve's tune, Elmer Fudd's tune, the original Benny Goodman. It's Elmer's tune, right, Steve? 1705 all over the world, and we're going to put the cork in the bottle. We'll be back in 2 weeks on the 14th of March. March 14th, we'll be back for another live rousing rendition of Cyber Shortwave, and Lord only knows what we have in store. I haven't even begun to plan that, because I won't plan it until we go on the air, just like this show. It was totally unrehearsed, and, well, I think that makes radio what it is, folks. It makes it fresh, and we'll just make this up as we go along. Dave Kirby, N1DK, but you'll always know what our plans are. If you go to my website, www.n1dk.com, that's www.n1dk.com, you'll always know what we've got in store, all that good stuff. Thank you, VIP preferred listeners, for listening to this craziness. You support Cyber Shortwave and Golden Age old-time radio. Every hour you spend listening helps keep us on the air. And don't forget to support other Live 365 great broadcasters like Big Steve Cole from A Different Kind of Oldie Show, the voice of Savage Henry, Steve Evanchuk, KGAKO, and Jennifer, the Mountain View Radio, who hopefully will be on the air soon. We're looking forward to Jen returning. 1706 all over the world, folks. Dave Kirby, N1DK. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Yep, that's the 14th of March. All you folks on Live 365, hang in there. We're going back to our great special playlist number 73 from February 28th and 29th. The Great Gildersleeve and Fibber McGee and Molly all weekend long. Some great songs, great old-time radio shows there throughout the years, and we'll be going back to that playlist in just about 2 or 3 minutes from right now. The voice of Savage Henry is up next. Join us in the chat channel, Internet Relay chat channel, Cyber Shortwave, via a Star Chat good server.
Night. Good night, until we meet again. Adios, au revoir. You know you'll always remain in my heart. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a
corked it again. Tim says, you corked it again, Dave. Very good, Tim. Tim Gaynor from the land down under. Tim, it's warming up here in Ohio. It's about 55 degrees outside. Lake Erie is beginning to thaw, and it will be soon be in the 80s Fahrenheit, and we'll be enjoying a summertime up here, and you'll go into your wintertime down there. What a wonderful world we live in, folks. 7-3 for 2 weeks. We'll be back. And if you'd like to converse with me, it's dave@n1dk.com. That's the email. 7-3, everyone. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer.
And you want to listen for Steve Evanchuk, KGAKO, the voice of Savage Henry. And you need to plug that his URL in here. It's http://67.165.40.115:8000. And he'll have a shoutcast, the voice of Savage Henry, coming up next. Join us in the chat channel, Internet Relay chat channel, Cyber Shortwave via a Star Chat server. My website, www.n1dk.com, will help you get in there, and you can come in via a web browser and all that good stuff. And we're going back to our old time radio stuff for a couple of weeks. Fibber and the Gildy is up next, folks. For all you folks who want to listen, live 365 crew. Bye bye.